Well, here we are, day 7 of 2018. And I guess by now all the New Year's resolutions are gone. What are your thoughts on New Year's resolutions? I gave them up years ago when I realised I couldn't keep them. However, it hasn't stopped me from reflecting on the past and thinking about what I can do better in the future. Do you do the same? Do you look back on the past and compare it with the present? We can all look back and get nostalgic over things that we really enjoy. It's easy to think of the good old days and say things like, I remember when, or my favourite, when I was young. Being nostalgic or looking back is okay. There's nothing wrong with it, nothing wrong with reminiscing. But for the Christian, looking back needs to take a back seat to looking forward. We can't grow as a Christian if we keep looking back and focusing on the past. Now, I don't want to assume anything because you can get into big trouble when you assume. But I'm assuming that there's no professional athletes here this morning. Am I wrong? No, I thought I'd be right. But I'm pretty reasonably sure that all of us have competed in a race of some kind when we were at school. We know that running a race requires training, discipline, perseverance and physical exertion. You run the race focusing on one thing, the finish line. You don't look back, you don't turn around, and most of all, you don't quit. In Philippians 3:13 and 14, Paul pictures an athlete, and as the athlete runs the course, he blocks out all past failures and puts all his effort on reaching his goal, with his one and only concern, to win the race. Paul urges us to forget the past, reach forward into the future, and press on in the present. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Well, at this point in his Christian life, Paul had been running the race for some years, but he recognised that he had not yet arrived. He has not reached maturity in Christ, but he strives to become more like Christ as he runs towards the goal. Several times the Bible compares the Christian life to a race. It's a marathon rather than a 100-metre dash and requires focus, effort and perseverance to overcome obstacles in our way. Being a long-distance runner requires a strong forward focus to keep on going. Paul's focus is on what lies ahead rather than what is behind. They say that a good memory is a great asset. Can't argue with that. But not necessarily in this case. Sometimes it's the things that we need to forget that drag us back into the past and cause us to lose focus on the future. Paul could have been tempted to look back at his past, to remember who he was before Christ took hold of him, a zealous Jew, a Pharisee, and a persecutor of the law, of the church. What are we tempted to remember? What are the things that are behind us that we should forget? Perhaps it's our past sin. Proverbs 28:13 says, whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. If we have confessed and renounced our sin, God has forgiven us and forgotten it. And if God has forgotten our sin, we must do the same. Otherwise, our memory of our sin will continue to hinder us. We need to leave our failures behind. If we are constantly dwelling on our failures and reviving the memory of them, we will find that our progress will be hindered and our usefulness limited. For some, this might lead to dwelling on what might have been, which bogs them down and doesn't allow them to move forward. And it's not only our failures we need to leave behind, but also our successes. We can be tempted to focus on our past achievements to make us feel good about ourselves, but it will not ensure the present or future victory. In fact, It might even bring about pride and prompt us to live on past reputation and experiences. I once read that gold is just a heavy weight as lead. And if you're trying to carry the world's treasures while you run the race, you're going to get weighed down and grow weary. We are encouraged in Hebrews 12:1 to throw off whatever hinders us so that we can finish the race. Some of us may have been hurt in the past, or perhaps let down by someone. It is hard to forget, but if we keep focusing on it and don't forgive, it will cause resentment, and this will do more harm than good. Focusing on the past can be like looking into a car's rear vision mirror. You don't drive by looking in the mirror, you drive by looking ahead. But it's helpful to take occasional glances in your mirror and use the information to make decisions about how you drive safely in the present and future. However, if you spend too much time looking in your mirror, you'll probably crash because you're not paying attention to what is ahead. In the same way, it doesn't hurt to take the occasional glance backwards, but we also need to put the past, the good and bad, behind us, accepting God's grace and his enabling for the present, and to move on with what he is calling us to. What is ahead for us that we must strive to attain? Look at verse 14. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Remember what the race is all about: reaching the goal and claiming the prize. Don't be complacent. We are in it for the long haul, so we need to persevere and keep looking forward. And it's not good if we run the great race and fall over just before the finish line. How's your race going? Are you keeping your eyes on the goal and focusing on the finish line? Remembering the prize? Or somewhere along the line you may have stopped running. Have you stumbled and fallen? Or maybe you just got tired and decided to take a break? Perhaps you've let some old bad habits creep into your life. You may have become lazy with your Bible reading, not spending time talking to God or meeting with other Christians. You have allowed your hobbies, your sport or work to take priority in your life. Some may ask, what's wrong with sport? Don't we need to take some time out now and then? Or what about work? That's important, isn't it? But you've got to ask yourself, do these things help me grow in Christ and reach the goal? God wants us to finish the race, to reach the goal, and to win the heavenly prize and eternity with him. We can't get there if we keep pondering on the past. We need to remember that God loves us the way we are. In fact, he loves us so much, he doesn't want us to stay there. Romans 8, verse 39 says, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That even includes all our past as well. Where to from here? Do we ponder on the past without direction? Or do we look forward to the plans God has for us with our eyes fixed firmly on the prize? Let me encourage you to keep going. If necessary, start again. Make growing in Christ your priority. In conclusion, let me share a story with you about a farmer who was trying to teach his son how to plough a straight furrow. After the horse had been hitched up and everything was ready, he told the boy to keep his focus on some object at the other end of the field and aim straight towards it. Do you see that cow lying down over there? He asked. Keep your eye on her and plough straight ahead. The boy started to plough, and the farmer went about his chores. When he returned a little while later to see what progress had been made, he was shocked to find, instead of a straight row, something that looked more like a question mark. The boy had obeyed the instructions. The trouble was, the cow moved. Jesus is an object that will not move. He is the foundation of our faith, the rock that never moves and never changes his love for believers. We can be sure that if we set our eyes on him, our paths will be straight and we can press on to finish the race and claim the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we pray and give thanks for your unfailing love, for the blessings in your faithfulness shown to us. We pray that you would strengthen us as we run the race and press on toward the goal to claim the prize. We ask that you guide us through the obstacles and hurdles of this life that gets in our way. Give us wisdom to forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead. And this we ask in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.